We are doing the Tome Dvorah, and we had discussed the first trait that God is described by Micha, who is potent such as you? And we said that refers to God's being a king that accepts shame, something which is unfathomable to us. You remember we discussed that? He said, technically, God knows everything that's going on every moment. In every moment of a person's life, he is being given life from above. And it turns out that at any moment that a person does an avera, at that same moment, Hashem is giving him the capacity to do the avera. So far, you remember? Okay. And we said Hashem accepts this shame, so to speak, that God, a person takes the strength that he was given, and the same moment he's being given that strength to use it against Hashem, Hashem sees that and doesn't stop giving us that strength. A person has capacity to move his limbs, to do so many things at every given moment, and even when he uses it for what's wrong, you don't find that Hashem suddenly makes his hand stop working, just like we described the story of Yeravam, that when he pointed at the king and he said, grab him, Hashem made his hand go limp. That's the one time we find it. Other times people use their hands to sin. God doesn't take that from them. God should have said, we would think God would say, you're using what I'm giving you to sin against me? I'm not going to give it to you anymore, right? Imagine if every moment you give your son an egg, he breaks it on your head. You give him another egg, he breaks it on your head. Are you going to give him a third egg? You're not going to give him a third egg, right? Hashem keeps on giving us the strength, and we use it for what's wrong, and Hashem doesn't stop giving us that strength. That is shame and patience that is beyond what we could recount. And that's why the angels call Hashem Melech Aluv, a king that's willing to accept shame. And that's what we mean when we say, Mi El Kamocha, who is potent like you? Hashem, you are El, you are so strong that you give us good and you have the capacity to take revenge from us and you don't. And you accept that shame with what hope? That we're going to come back. It's like the parent that keeps saying, you shouldn't do that. Don't break the eggs on my head. Kid does it a second time. He gives him a third egg and explains it again. Hashem keeps on giving us another day and another day. Rabba emunatecha, with such faith Hashem has in us, that tomorrow we'll do better. Tomorrow we'll lead a better life. That's the trait we should have, the patience for one another. Even if someone shames us to the degree that we feel like, I don't have to do this for him, I don't have to accept this from him. No. We have to learn from Hashem, and even when a person does something where we feel like, I don't have to give him what I'm giving him. We say, no, Hashem keeps giving me even though I do what's wrong. So too, we should be capable of giving even when we feel the other person doesn't deserve it. Did we discuss the Chesed in Bereishis? Why the Torah is referred to a book as a book of Chesed? Did we mention that last time? Chazal say the Torah is Kulo Chesed. You remember? So Chazal gives us an example. What's the Chesed in the Torah? That God made clothing for Adam and Eve. Yeah, did we discuss it? Yeah, so we said, what's the kindness in that? That God could have said, you deserved it. I have to make you clothing? God could have said, I don't have to make you clothing. You brought this upon yourself. You wouldn't have needed clothing had you listened to what I told you to do. That's why that's called the first moment of Chesed in the Torah. Because that was the moment when mankind didn't deserve the Chesed. That's Chesed, when the other side doesn't deserve it. When God could have said, you brought this on yourself, you figure your way out. And God did not say that. God helped them out in spite of that. That's why that's called the first moment of Chesed, even though technically the whole creation is Chesed. But that's the Chesed we learn from Hashem. Chesed we learn from Hashem is that Hashem has the patience, even when we don't deserve it, Hashem gives us the Chesed, and that's the patience we have to learn to have. You know, and this is very applicable in marriage, right? How many times does a husband do the dishes and his wife says, I don't want you to do it that way. Haven't I told you 10 times I want it a different way? At some point he says, do it yourself. No, that's what we're learning here, the patience. The patience to do chesed, and maybe in marriage you have to do the dishes. Maybe that's not even chesed. But the patience to do chesed, even chesed, where the other side really doesn't deserve it.